You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Mike Duxbury grew up on a farm and at the age of six lost his sight due to glaucoma. After being overlooked for animal consultancy jobs, he decided to start his own farm with his partner Ness and believes he's the only blind farmer in the UK. Their farm is called Inclusive Farm and they recently appeared on Countryfile. Hi Mike, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks Amelia. Yes, thank you.
So you always dreamed of having your own inclusive farm, and did you have a very clear idea of what you wanted when you started, or did that come as you started developing it?
No, I planned this for years. I knew exactly what I wanted. I knew how I wanted to be. I knew how I wanted to look. I knew what I wanted to have on there and the reasons for doing it.
And you started with a Lego model of the layout and things moved on from there. What were some of the major steps to go from that Lego layout to making the farm a reality?
Well, I think, first of all, the reason why I built it in Lego first, my partner just couldn't get a head around what it is I was trying to develop. So I said, well, I'll build it in Lego so we can both see it together in a tactile form. I think once I'd got it built in the Lego form, I said, now the hard part is getting the whole thing built. So we invested in the relevant equipment that we needed to build it. And over the last 14, 15 months, that's exactly what we've done.
And do you have a collection of animals now in the farm? Do you have a particular type of animal that you love working with the most?
Oh, that's an easy one. Yeah, pigs. My pigs are my favourite. We have 32 pigs on site at the moment. And we have sheep, we have goats. We have ducks, we have geese, we have chickens, rabbits and guinea pigs.
And how is the design or running of your farm different than other typical farms or the farm that you grew up on?
Well, I think a lot of farms, because they tend to develop over centuries and generations, they sort of add to, because ours was a greenfield site, I could have it exactly how I wanted it. And to cater for my needs as a blind person, but also for the needs of other students that I wanted to bring on here who could gain experience in an environment that was A, safe, and B, designed for their own needs as well.
And was that always clear for you that you wanted to train students from the start of the farm?
That was one of the big purposes behind it, to open something where disabled people could come and learn the skills because they were being denied elsewhere. You know, the one thing that angered me more than anything, having got a degree in animal science, having had a very good career in various roles, how dare people then reject so many job applications simply because I was blind?
And you grew up on a farm as well, so you've been around animals and around farming since childhood.
Yeah, so now we're starting to work with lots of different disabilities, everything from blindness to autistic to mobility. And it's somewhere people can come where the attitude is right, where the environment is right, where the things they can learn are at a pace and an environment that suits their disabilities. And also we can work with other companies using technology that will help individuals compensate for sight loss, hearing loss, whatever.
And what are some of the practical things that your farm includes to make things more accessible that you'd like to see other farms take up?
Well, we've got tactile pen fronts. We are in the process of installing technology that will inform you in both an audible and a visual signage saying when you walk past the pen, it'll tell you this is the pig pen or this is pen number, whatever. And that's there for A, to tell you where you are, and B, because obviously certain pens you won't go in on your own because of safety.
And what does a typical day on the farm look like for you when the students are there?
Well, I'm always there first thing in the morning to feed, check all the animals are okay. Then the students arrive and they carry out various tasks depending what we're doing on the farm at that time. So it could be anything from mucking out the pigs to ear tagging pigs to weighing sheep, collecting eggs, washing the eggs ready to be sold or packing eggs. It's a whole raft of things.
And you appeared on Countryfile a little while ago. How was that experience for you?
Countryfile was a great experience. The BBC were brilliant. The staff were brilliant. And they really made you feel at ease and actually made you feel very valued.
And what were you most happy to be able to share with the Country File viewers about the farm?
Really, most of it is that don't say no to people until you let them have a chance. Everybody deserves a chance in life to fulfill their dreams, fulfill their hopes. You know, blind people especially, we are left very much at the bottom of the pile. People think that we can do so little, yet we're probably the best at problem solving than anybody.
And what kind of feedback have you got from some of the students or other blind people that have heard your story?
We've had a massive response, Amelia. I guess we've had somewhere in excess of nearly 2,000 messages. We've had messages from schools, from parents and teachers, from people who work in occupational therapy. And the biggest message that's come out of this is, thank God, somebody is really championing the needs of disabled people. And I've gone out there not to do it for myself, but I see a lot of disabled people being left behind, especially in the workplace. And it's about time the playing field was levelled, if you like. And I just want everybody to be treated equally.
14 or 15 months is really not a very long time for sort of setting up a project of this scale. And having that response must be really reassuring and great.
I think the trouble is with me, I don't like to sit around doing nothing. So, you know, it was 16-hour days, making sure that everything was done properly so that when the students did come, that A, they were safe, and B, they got the experience that I was really trying to deliver.
And do you have any future plans or additions or ideas for the future of Inclusive Farm that you're working on?
Yes, we are hoping to open another site in the next 12 to 18 months. And the roadmap for the next 10 years is to have at least one Inclusive Farm in each part of England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, etc.
Well, thank you so much, Mike Duxbury, for talking to us here at RNIB Connect Radio about Inclusive Farm.
Thank you very much for your time.